We are learning Masechta Sukkah, Daf Chav Dalet Amud Beis, and we are beginning on top of Chav Dalet Amud Beis, Amar Mar. And Mitzvah Hashem, in this year, we will complete the Amud and till the next Mishnah. The next Mishnah on Chav Hayam and Aleph. Zarta Gemara Vat, Amar Mar. Mishnah basically the Amru, that not only is a Bali Chayim not good to be a Daifin, Lefir HaMeir, basically adds another halacha. Afin Kois V'lov Gitei Noshim, you're not allowed to write a get on an animal and give it to your wife. It's not a kosher get. My time of year is aglili. What's wrong with this get? What's wrong if you write the get on the animal and you give the get? What's wrong with it? What should be the problem with that get? So Gemara says we learn it out from a pasuk. My time of year is aglili. The time of the raisa, it says in the pasuk, of course, lost sefer krisos. Sefer, he's teaching means klaf, means parchment. So it says in the pasuk, sefer, eli le sefer, but now the rabbi's called Dova, how do you know you're allowed to write it in any type of paper, not only parchment, tamalayim, but a kos of law. It could have just said, v'nosam v'yoda sefer krisis, why is it a kos of law? That's marba, anything you write on is kosher for a get. Im kema tamalayim v'sefer, so why does it say sefer, which sounds like dafka klaf? Loim aloch, because it says v'kos of law, it means anything, so why does it say sefer? Loim aloch, ma sefer dova shein bei ruach hayim v'ino eichel, just like a sefer, is something that's not alive, it's a piece of parchment, and it's not food. Same too, anything used for a get has to be an item that's not, doesn't have any ruach chayim, it's not alive, and it's not a food. And it's not a food. But that's what it basically holds, and therefore you cannot write a get on the back of an animal. Rabbanon holds you could write it. He says, ikosav bisseifer gagamris. If it says, kosav law bisseifer, write it on a parchment, you'd be right. But hashta de ksiv, sefer, just says sefer, the chos of law of sefer krisis, what it means is, write her a story of the krisis. Sefer the sphere as dvarim ba'alma hudasa. It's coming to teach us that you say over, you're writing the get, what's happening here, that I am divorcing you. That's what you're right. The sefer is a lotion of telling a story. The ksiv, sefer the sphere as dvarim ba'alma hudasa. So that's Rabbana holds, it never says anything about klaf. And therefore, you can use anything you want. There's no meat at all. So the Gemara says, so what does Rabbanu do with a kos of law? You don't need a ribui anymore. If sefer doesn't mean klaf, doesn't mean parchment, you don't need a ribui. So what does it do with a kos of law? Rabbanu, what does it do with high kos of law by darshbe? What do you do with the kos of? You know you learn how to. Humu boyle b'ksivim eskereshes v'im eskereshes v'keset. That teaches us that you only could divorce, a person could divorce his wife only with a get, with a ksiva, with writing, not with kesef. He can't give her kesef and say, Hare at Mikureshes boy. Just like I said by Kedushin, Hare at Mikureshes boy. Maybe I'll say Hare at Mikureshes boy. You can't do that. What would be the havamin? He could use kesef. Since it's a hekesh of a gittin to Kedushin, ma havaya b'kesef, which is a Kedushin, is kesef, it's yiv kesef, kamash lo, no. The pasuk says, v'yotza mebeisei v'hol chavayisel she'achar, that when she gets divorced, as she goes to marry someone else, that's the lashon of the pasuk. So we make a hekesh, it's a pasuk in parashat Kisei, say, as a hekesh, yotzia la havaya, and we have a havaya, just like a havaya, which means Kedushin, getting married could be done in the kesef, so maybe get also. Therefore, it says, "V'kosav lo dafkai deksivo miskareshes." You only can be divorced with a written get, and not with money. But Rav Yosef Glili, how does he know? How does he know that you can't divorce a person can't divorce his wife with money? Rav Yosef Glili, high svar minale, mesefer krisis nafkale. The pasuk says, "Sefer krisis, sefer karsav ein dava achakarsa." And Rashi explains, since he said the word "sefer" next to the word "krisis." So we darshan sefer krisus. Dafka sefer is the one that does the krisus, and nothing else does the krisus. And the iduch, what does the Rabban do with the lashon krisus? That teaches us that when you give a get, you have to be completely separate from your wife. If they're still attached somehow, then it's not called a good get. What does it mean still attached? Because the time of the Braisa. He gives his wife a get because he's never allowed to drink wine the rest of your life. So it turns out, her whole life, she is not drinking wine because of her husband. So she is attached to her husband. She has a connection to her husband to a certain extent. That's not good krisis. Krisis has to be, he has to sever the ties completely. Or you shouldn't go to your father's house. Forever, ain't a krisis. It's not called krisis because he didn't sever the ties. They're still attached. If you just say kol shloishim yoyim, I read the krisis, then right away, right now, it's a get. Even for 30 days, you're still connected, but that's not called a connection. Because lemaisa is a common time when you'd be separate, that's called a krisis. So that's what the Rabbanon do with Sefer Krisis. So how do we basically know it's Drasha? Idach Makaris Krisis Nafka. It says Karis, instead of saying Karis, it's Sefer Karis, it's Sefer Krisus, Loshen Rabbim, that teaches both Drashas. The Idach, the Rabbanon, Karis Krisis Loi Darshi. He does not Darshan Karis Krisis, and therefore he uses the Drasha. He uses the drasha from Nashla Tishta Yayin, the one drasha Sefer Krisus, and the cost of law teaches us B'ksivam Miskereshes, B'em Miskereshes B'kesef. Now Shaykh basically has an extra drasha, so the cost of law teaches us that it can be any type of item that's similar to Sefer, which means not a Ruach Chaim and not a Eichel. And then you have Pasuk Sefer Krisus that says Dafka, a written get can make a divorce, not money. And the Losha Krisus instead of Kareis teaches us that it has to be Dava Kareis B'nelem, no, it can't be any connection left. Zok the Mishnah Vayta. Ha'oise sukasoi bein oyelanois. Someone makes a sukkah. It's a good sukkah, and it's between the elanois. Va'elanois the funnest loss. It's sitting on the ground. It's not on a tree. We have before. If a sukkah sits on a tree, you can't go up on that sukkah on Yontif because you're not allowed to climb a tree. Here you made a sukkah on the floor on the ground, but it's between the trees. Va'elanois the funnest loss. And you're using the trees as walls. The halacha is it's kosher. It's kosher. It's not a problem. It's not a problem. And where do you put the schach? So it's a shikol shaila. Pashu, you put the schach on different poles. It shouldn't be leaning on the trees because then it'll be a problem of maimid. So you put the schach on a separate pole. Just the walls were made out of the trees. The trees were your walls, but you had different poles to hold up the schach. That's the Rashash speaks out, and that's the case. There's a Magen Avraham who maybe says something different. That's the way the Rashash learns Rashi Baas. So like upon him, you let him make a sukkah between the trees, and the trees are the walls. Omar Bachaba Yaakov, he says a memra. Kol mechitza sheni yachoy lo la'am ibruach matzuyah mechitza. Any mechitza that not strong enough to stand in a ruach matzuyah ain't a mechitza. Now, it sounds familiar to Salacha. Didn't we have this before that if we're talking about a sukkah on top of a boat, that if it could blow away, it's not a good sukkah. So is he saying the same thing? No. So you see Rashi not saying the same thing. Rashi says, Sharuach me'licha mevia. We're not talking about a case where the sukkah gets blown away. That alone, the walls move in the wind, is a parcel of sukkah. That's what Rabbi Achava Yaakov says. It's very negaya, those canvas sukkahs that blow in they blow back and forth in the air. It's not a kosher sukkah, according to Rabbi Achava Yaakov, the way Rashi learns the Gemara, Sharuach Malicha Meviyah. It's not a kosher sukkah because it goes in the wind. And Ramosha and Achuva in Chelek Hay explains the reason is because it's not called a dira if the walls move. Of course, it's still a mechitza. Linyan Shabbos, he says, will be a mechitza because it's a 10 tefachim wall. So Linyan Shabbos is a mechitza. But Linyan dira, sukkah, living, it's not living when your walls move back and forth. And therefore, Lefi, the Mishnah Brura, passes like that. There's a problem with those canvas sukkahs. Therefore, a lot of people do the Eitzah, they take the three strings and put them within three lovers of each other, and those strings do not move. So you have at least a loved wall, a wall they love, and that's solid. Then the other part just for tzniyas, and that's fine if it moves back and forth. There's a Chazinish who sounds like that if the mechitza doesn't go out that much, then it could be it's fine. So if anyone wants to look into the canvas sukkah, could look into those halachas. It's in Tuf Reish Lamed. So now, Rav Adler says halacha that any mechitza that moves in the wind is not a good mechitza. So we're going to try to ask questions on that. Tanan, learn to the Mishnah. Our Mishnah. Ha'oiz is sukkase ben oilanis. You make a sukkah between the trees, but oilanis is the finest law. The oilanis are the walls. Ksheira, it's kosher. Veite gemara, but ka'ozo va'asi. Lamaisa, trees sway back and forth. So how could it be a kosher sukkah? So Gemara answers, ha'chamay eskinon be'koshim. We're talking about a tree that was very solid, a strong tree. It was not a tree that blew in the wind, and therefore it could be good at a wall because it doesn't move, it doesn't blow back and forth. Break them up, you can knife it. What about the leaves and the branches? Those move. Even if the tree is a solid tree, the branches still move. So, the roots of a dafna, you're only using the tree trunks as the walls. The rest of it, you filled it in with vines and trees. You made yourself a good wall. If that's the case, what's the chiddush? What exactly is the chiddush of using these walls? They don't move. And the part that moves, you're covering with hutzav dafna anyway. So what's the chiddush of our mishnah? So the Gemara, ma'al the tamer, nigzar demasish to mushavila. Maybe you be chayshish that if you allow him to make walls out of ilanois, he's going to hang his kalim on it, his utensils. He'll hang his napkin ring over there and with the napkins on it. Kamash v'lo, we're not chayshish for that. So more than have more cautious now, Rav Achav Yaakov says that a mechitza that moves in the wind is not a good mechitza. Toshema. Rabbi Yaakov, it seems like he's saying it's not a mechitza even legabe Shabbos. That Rav Moshe said over, you have to look into it. It's tikkul chiddush. But he's saying it's not a mechitza even legabe Shabbos. It doesn't have a shame mechitza. It doesn't have a shame mechitza. That's what Rabbi Yaakov is saying. Any mechitza that moves ruach mitzuya goes back and forth. It's not a good mechitza. Toshima, hoyisham ilon oygeder oy mechitzas hakonim. If someone has, we spoke out a few times already, something called the yumdan, which is a case where you have a bar mitzvah and you want to make mechitzas around it. So the chazal will make all the gabe el regalim. You can use these deyumdim, which are these L-shaped walls that are on each corner, one amah each direction, and that's sufficient to be called a mechitza. Now, this braisa doesn't have to dafka be a wall. It can be made out of trees also. Hayusham ilon, there was a tree that was that right size, it was an amah by an amah, a geder, or a stone fence, a mechitza konim, or reeds. Nidim shem deyumdim, they can use them for deyumdim, it's not a problem. What's the kasha? Reeds blow in the wind. Heck of use as a mechitza. Rav Acha b'Yaakov says that anything that can't stand the ruach mitzuyah is not a mechitza. Here you see it is. And the Gemara, Hashem Nami, which is the Ovel of Hutzav Adafna. Here also, you filled it in with Hutzav Adafna. And the Gemara could have asked here a kasha, it's Pashut, the Marsha on top of Daf Chafei deals with that question. Al Kapana, the Gemara answers it, filled it with Hutzav Adafna. A third, the Gemara attempts a third raya. Not like Rav Acha. Toshima, Ilon HaMeisach Al-Aretz. You have this big tree, a very tall tree, but it droops at the end. So all the branches droop at the end, and it turns out you have a mechitza around the trunk, you have a mechitza. So, if the bottom of these branches that are drooping down are within three tvachim of the ground, so it's a good mechitza now. Metatlam tachtav, you can metatl under it. And it's mevuya in that halacha, in that Mishnah there in Erevin, that you only could carry tol beis asayim, tol ashir of beis asayim, which is the shear of a karfif. The halacha is that something that's not huk of a dira, that was not made as a wall for dira, for living there. The halacha is if it's more than beis asayim, which is approximately 71 amis by 71 amis, and learn from chotza mishkan, if that area is bigger than beis asayim, you cannot carry in there. Midrabanan is din derabanan. So this Elon here, you can't carry when it's more than that. We'll see why in a second. But this Elon, this tree, if the branches come with the three tefachim on the ground, it's considered a good mechitza and a tatlam tachta. And the Gemara's kash is, what are you talking about? This tree goes back and forth. Hamai ka ozav asi. It's blowing back and forth. So the Gemara, hosu nami da ovali b'hutzav adafna. You filled it in with hutzav adafna to secure it, and didn't go, and therefore, it didn't go back and forth because you secured it with the hutzav adafna. I touched before, Hutzav Dafna means you filled it in Hutzav Dafna. Lav Dafka means that. You use the Hutzav Dafna to tie it, to tie down the branches that shouldn't move in the wind. You use the Hutzav Dafna, these vines, to tie it down that it shouldn't blow in the wind, and that's how you made it solid. Great thing about Kasha, if that's the case, it turns out who's making this mechitza? You are making the mechitza. And that's your huk of adira. Why am I doing it? So I can live inside it. So it's huk of adira. It's called the mechitza. Samara answers, you should be able to metaltal on the whole entire thing, not just Beis HaSayim. Why did Hun Revishua say, why did Hun Revishua say, you only can metaltal up to Beis HaSayim? So if Bishlamaf would be a tree, a natural tree, there we understand that it's not huk of a dira because it wasn't made for dira, it was a tree. But now that I have to tie it up to make it the mechitza, I did the maisa, so now it's called huk of a dira. So my answer is no. This is not called huk of a dira. You know why? Mishum da have a dira shetashmishu la'aver. V'chol dira shetashmishu la'aver eim etalton bo'el beis asayim. Here, why would someone make this, tie down this tree, be able to go into it? It's just so he's going to protect the things outside it. He needs something, he's out in the field. He needs something, he wants to watch the field that no one should come steal anything. But so he wants a place to sit in the shade. So he goes into this tree. But the tree is not made to live there. It's really made in order for him to take care of things outside the tree. That's called Hashmishul Aver. It's not called Hukavadira. And that's why it's not called Hukavadira. And that's why you can't carry here more than Beis HaSayim. One more raya trying to attempt to disprove Rav Acha v'Yaakov's halacha. Toshima. The next halacha, following halacha, is regarding tchumen. The halacha is that you get 2,000 amos in each direction of your mokum shvisa, where you rest on Shabbos. Now, if you're in a city, so you get 2,000 amos out of the city. But if you are resting in the middle of the midbar, you get 4 amas around yourself, and then 2,000 amas from those 4 amas. Basically, 2,000 4 amas each direction. Now, if you're in an enclosed structure that's hukka fadira, you get the entire structure plus 2,000 amas out of the structure. So Tashima, Shavas Batel, he rested, he's beginning of Shabbos, Bebein HaShmashas, he landed on a tail, which is like on a hill. Shugavai HaSar is 10 Tvachamai, so therefore it's considered like Mechitza surrounded with the Halach of Gurasik. V'uva Arba Amas Da Beis HaSayim, it's from 4 Amas to Beis HaSayim, because it's not Huk of Adira, so more than Beis HaSayim, you wouldn't be able to carry in it, and therefore wouldn't be able to be counted as 4 Amas for your Tchum. And it's at least 4 amas, because it's less than 4 amas, you don't need the tail. It doesn't do you any help, because you anyway get 4 amas anyway around your area. So from 4 amas to Beis HaSayim, it'll help you to be Shavas Batel. You get 2,000 amas outside the tail. V'chein b'neka, or a big cliff or hole, Shu'omek HaSara, it's 10 tvachim deep. V'arba amas to Beis HaSayim. Also, the area is 4 amas to Beis HaSayim. The halach is that you are allowed to count 2,000 amas from outside this area. V'chein kama katsura, You had a big wheat field, and you cut the middle out, and it turns out you have a fence around you, because the wheat is around you. Suppose we keep it on the side, and you have wheat stalks surrounding you. So the halach is, halach is kula, you can walk around this whole thing, v'chutz l'apayim amas, out of it, 2,000 amas. Afagav the ka'az of asi, even though wheat blows in the wind. And the shaila is, why could you do that? It's not a mechitza. We just finished saying Rachav Yaakov says it blows away, it's not a pizza. And for the Gemara, Hasanam Davla Behutz of Dafna. They also, you tied it Behutz of Dafna. You tied it down with these vines, and therefore it didn't move. But the Shaila is, what happened? Frank Taisus Akasha, if you tied it Behutz of Dafna, so why can't you carry more than 2,000 amas in here? More than Beis HaSayim. More than a shear, 70 amas, you should be able to carry in here. Let it be counted as 4 amas. Why? Because Hukka Fadira. And the Aruch Nehi speaks out, the Taisus holds that this is not made for outside, this is usually made for inside. So it's Hukka Vadira. So why isn't it called Hukka Vadira? Because you made the Hutz of Dafna. Taisus answers that since it doesn't have a roof, so therefore, since it's not a courtyard and it doesn't have a roof, it's not good enough to be called Hukka Vadira, and therefore you can't carry in it more than Beis HaSayim, and therefore it doesn't have a din of Dalat Amis if it's bigger than Beis HaSayim. Ad Kana Gemara, and Ad Kana Sugya, and at the end of the day, of Achav Yaakov, we pass in the Achav Yaakov, that any mechitza that can't withstand a ruach, regular ruach, which means it blows in a regular wind, is not called a mechitza. And we spoke out, Mishmura learns that if it just goes back and forth, it's not good for a sukkah, and therefore that would be a problem with a Kama sukkah. I'll just read the Lashon of the Mishnah Berurah, in Tafresh Lamed, Sivkot Mem Ches. He says like this, Rosh Leimer, the im manida isa, if the wind moves it, afilo aim bekayach ruach lahapal isa magamri, even though the wind is not strong enough to knock it down, rakshay de ruach helcha mechitzava, just the mechitza goes back and forth, kaimalon, the shuv lechashiv mechitza, it's not called mechitza, afilo medes babayi shem shem ruach lal, even if this is in a house, it's lechashiv mechitza, it's not called mechitza, even if it, like punk doesn't blow, but if it's something that wouldn't be able to withhold it, withstand it, it's no good. And that's how the Mishnah Berurah paskens. The Chazon Ish does argue, again, if you're buying a Kama Sukkah, look into this halacha.